Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
A couple years ago, I discovered a little boutique branding agency called Worst of All Design, led by a woman named Pia Silva. I think it was a Forbes article that I read that talked about how Pia and her agency, which she co-founded with her husband, went from, you know, kind of drowning in debt to making $500,000 in about 6 months. And the article talked about the journey and how they did it. I started following Pia and following her work and her ideas and her thought leadership, really liked what she was doing, what she was putting out. And I had it on my list of things to do. The next time I'm in New York City, I got to go. I got to go pay them a visit. And I got to talk to Pia. And so they had this offer. They still have this offer. It's part of their branding process. Is the first step is what they call a brand shrink, where they bring you into their office. They've got a beautiful studio in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. And they sit you down, and it's a 90-minute conversation about your brand. You know, what makes your brand unique? What makes you distinct? What makes you stand out? It's that kind of a branding consultation. And so I always wanted to do it, but, you know, didn't want to fly to New York City from Toronto just for that 1 hour conversation. I had to be in town to make it make sense. So I was flying to Colorado, I believe, for a conference, and couldn't get a direct flight. One of my options was to take a layover in New York City. So I thought, hey, here's my opportunity. Take the layover. Spend a day in New York. I love New York anyway. I don't take any excuse I can get to go to New York. And I'll go and I'll pay Pia a visit and sign up for one of these brand shrinks. So sign up for the brand shrink. It's, I don't know, $1,500, something like that. Book my appointment. Flights are booked. And I go to New York. Now, this was probably the first time, definitely the first time I spent a reasonable amount of money. $1,500 is not, you know, it's not small change. For advice, for business advice. And I didn't really know what to expect, to be honest. But I got to say, like, sounds like a lot of money to spend $1,500 for a 90-minute conversation. But that conversation paid for itself so many times over, I can't even tell you. I went into that conversation, and I had a bunch of ideas. I had a bunch of things that I wanted to do. I had a certain direction I wanted to take my business in. And at the time, I was very, very busy doing consulting work and doing very well doing consulting work, but I was tapped out. I mean, I had no time left in the day. There was no way for me to scale. I mean, I had to rebuild the business somehow to make it more scalable and to make it more, to give me back some sanity in some respects. So I came to Pia with this kind of problem, and we worked through some possible scenarios. I had some ideas on where to take the business. And, you know, frankly, what I got from the conversation was a whole lot of validation that I laid it out. I told Pia, here's what I'm thinking about doing. She asked a bunch of smart questions. We had a great conversation. And in the end, we both agreed on a particular direction. And I had some confidence and some validation from somebody who I respect and who's thinking I like that, yeah, this is the right direction to go in. And then time passes, and I think the week later, Pia sent me like a 3-page report summarizing our discussion. But frankly, I don't think I ever opened that document because that's not what I was paying for. I wasn't paying for the document. I was paying for the conversation. So I left that conversation. I knew what I needed to do, and I went ahead, and I, you know, that was it. Now, did I take action on the things that we said that I would do right away? No, I mean, that's not how real life works, right? It took me some time to get the pieces together, and they came together in their own time. But the reason I bring this up is because just last week, I was fishing through my inbox for something, and I was searching for something, I don't remember what, but this email from Pia popped up where she sent me this report. And so I was curious, I opened the PDF, and I started scanning through it, and this is, I think, the first time I'm looking at this PDF that I paid for, and I was amazed because everything that we talked about, I have either done or now I'm doing. Every single thing that we talked about, every idea in there, I've either done since we last had that conversation, or I'm in the process of doing it, making that transformation. And I thought that was amazing because, look, I never opened the document. It's not like I sat down after that meeting, opened the document and said, okay, here's my plan now. But what happened was because I paid for the advice and I got the validation and the confidence that I needed, that was the impetus for me to go forward and to go ahead and to make it happen. And now, you know, a year and a half or so later, probably, I've done a lot of those things. I've made those transformations in my business that I wanted to. And I got to say, I really wonder if it would have happened if I hadn't paid for that advice. I really wonder that because I've got lots of ideas. I've got lots of things I would like to do. But I do believe that because I took the initiative to pay for that session, to pay for that advice, to have that meeting, and I took it seriously before, during, and after, that had a major effect on my ability to deliver and execute on those ideas, even though I never opened the document. Right? I walked out of that meeting with clarity on where I wanted to go, and I don't think I would have gotten that clarity if I didn't pay for the advice. So the lesson I want you to learn from this is sometimes you got to pay for advice. I'm not saying go out and just pay anybody to give you advice. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if you find somebody who you believe can give you advice to set you on the right path and to build and to grow your business, then I don't think you should shy away from hiring that person and paying them what they're worth to give you the advice that you need. Because $1,500 I paid Pia, I mean, I forgot about it the moment I walked out of that room. I knew I got my money's worth, and now I've gotten my money's worth, I don't know, 10 to 20 times over probably. Right? The amount that I paid, it's irrelevant now. And I'm sure there are opportunities in front of you where you could pay for advice, you could pay for a workshop, you could pay for a training, you could pay for a course, you could pay for something that if you truly acted on the advice and implemented what you're taught, you wouldn't even remember what you paid because it would pay for itself many, many, many times over. And I would urge you to think about what those opportunities are because I'll bet you're only going to get that outcome if you pay for the advice. Otherwise, you're just not going to take it seriously enough.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.